Okay, let's get into tonight's daf, and that is Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalet. Tzadi Dalet, and we will go start with Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. We're talking about, we're in the middle of a topic that the Gemara just brought up, of Kimon de Hutra Hutra or not. And the question is, if something, a certain reality, changes on Shabbos. Right, everybody took care of everything before Shabbos. There were two chaseros with a door in between, so they made an Erev. Or there was a wall in between, so you didn't have to make an Erev. There was something, and everybody was living wonderfully, and all of a sudden on Shabbos, something happens. The wall falls down. The window gets closed up. Some reality changes, and the question is, does that ruin what was when Shabbos started? Again, we have precedent for determining that once Shabbos starts with a certain status, so that continues. For example, in Hilchas Muksa, Migu diskatsoi ben Ashmashos, is katsoi l'kuli yamakula. If something is Muksa when Shabbos starts, it's always Muksa. Something could become Muksa on Shabbos, but that could become unmuksa on Shabbos. If something wasn't Muksa ben Ashmashos, then it could become Muksa, right? If you have a bowl that's turned over. So it's not muksa when Shabbos starts, and you have a chicken that jumps on top of the bowl. So at that moment, now it's muksa. The chicken jumps off the bowl. Now it's not muksa. So you can have items that become muksa and unmuksa on Shabbos. But if something is muksa when Shabbos starts, migu diskatsoi ben Ashmashos, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Or we had in this Masechta, we had your shvisa, your makam shvisa. If I put a certain portion of bread outside to extend my tchum, and as long as it was there when Shabbos started, that's all I need. Even if it got eaten up or destroyed afterwards, as long as it was there when Shabbos started, right? Once I have that, so again, that's already two examples. So now we have this third example. What about this reality in terms of a Ruvei Chatzeros? I didn't make an Erev, I made an Erev, and then something changes on Yontif, on Shabbos. So that was the question that was asked, and that Rav Oshia asks. He asked, Diurin Habayin B'Shabbos, Ma'oshe Yasru. He asked, what if Diurin, people, you have new residents on Shabbos. How do you have new residents? Well, if you had two chatzeros and the wall fell down in between them. So now all of a sudden you have a lot of new residents that live with each other. So is that a problem or not? Or do we say, when Shabbos started, it was all good, it was all mutter, so it's mutter. So we wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. That's what this is doing here, from Daf Tzadi Beis. Wanted to bring a raya, and we knocked out the raya and said that our Mishnah is discussing where it fell down before Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, so our Mishnah is not relevant to our discussion. And then we ended up saying that it has to be that way because Abaye says to Rav Chisda that he already asked this question from Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and the answer was already given. Shabbos, three lines from the bottom, Kivan Shehutra Hutra. Once it's mutter, and therefore there shouldn't be a problem in the cases where something happens on Shabbos. I saw in the Chashukei Chemed, he discusses, what about the following case? Again, about something coming up in the middle. We know there is a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Nida. Kuf Tzadi Hei, Har Chakos. No, Kuf Tzadik is Ksamim, and Kuf Pei Gimel is the beginning of Hilchas Nida, Kuf Pei Tess is Vestos. So Kuf Tzadik Hei is Har Chakos. So one of the Har Chakos between a husband and a wife, similar to Hilchas Kashrus, we also have this. Lo yochal ima al hashulchan, ela im kein yesh shum shinui, sheyehe shum davar mafsik, bein kareshala l'kareshala. So we know there is a halacha that if a husband and a wife are eating alone, at a table, b'shas that she is an eater, there has to be some type of shinui or a heker. Again, this is the only harchaka. The only harchaka that changes when people are around. Usually, harchakas don't make a difference. If there are people, they're not people. They are the same halakas of harchakas apply. In terms of hoshata, and in terms of drinking from the same coast, and anything. All the harchakas are the same. Doesn't matter if people are around or not. We have to do it within privacy, and try to keep the privacy. But that's not halacha. This is the only one that changes. If somebody else is at the table, then no shinui, no heker is required. So that's what it says. Lo yochal al shulchan, unless there is a shinui. Lechem o kankan, o shiyochal kalechem b'mapa shalo, or separate placemats, something that's not supposed to be there, right? You can't use the ketchup or the salt, because that's always on the table, right? You have to put a vase or something unusual that will remind the parties involved that there can't be any interaction in a certain type of way. So that's the halacha. If there's a child around, also one doesn't eat it. Good. What happens, they ask the Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, what happens if in the middle of the meal, the woman has to go to the bathroom, whatever it is, and she comes back and says, well, I wasn't in need at the beginning of the meal, but now things have changed. So all of a sudden, so do you say Kivan de Hutra Hutra here? Do you say, well, once the meal started, you know, so then That's his question. So he says, no, Marva Erevin Daf Tzadik Gimel Amabez. So he quotes our Gemara and he quotes the discussion of some of the Achronim, and we're going to get to another part of his discussion in a few minutes, which I don't want to quote now. But he says at the end what most of us are probably thinking, and that is, he can't apply that Svara here. Kiva de Hutra Hutra is a halachic, once a heter has been chau, so then it's always chau. Here we're talking about a certain relationship and behavior between the husband and the wife. Oh, so because she wasn't a nita at the beginning of the meal, so the second half of the meal, but she's a nita now. Of course you need a shinoi. What are you talking about? Kiva de Hutra Hutra, see, he says. He asked the question so he can give the answer. But really, the answer is somewhat straightforward. He says, "Yish lesser." It's going to lead to a certain type of closeness that is inappropriate for this time of the month. So, but he brings it up that this is what's mentioned. Okay, this is an interesting, once the harchak has come up, interesting ha'ara, just to keep in mind that a number of the achronim point out, and that is, we know that there are more chumras between a husband and a wife when the wife is a nida, even more than a husband with people that he doesn't know at all, and people that they're not married to. Like, for example, the Isra of Hoshata, which goes back to a tshuva of Rashi. Goes back a very long time. Hoshata, passing something even without touching. That is a harchaka. That is only usur between a husband and a wife when she's a nida. There is no isur at all for a man to pass something to somebody else's wife, right, without touching. It's only for the wife. So there are certain chumras. The question is, why is that? The wife even more then? So the parallel is, the achronim explain, because the husband and the wife, there is one major kula, and that is yichud. Right? Yichud is mutter. Right, we wouldn't be able to survive if that wasn't mutter. So yichud is mutter, but because yichud is mutter, Chazal created an elaborate system of reminders. Once heard it formulated as such, an elaborate system of reminders to make sure that you can't focus on one little prat of harchaka, this one and that one. No, it's got to be looked at as a system. The Torah and Chazal mostly created a system of reminders, and that's how we have to look at harchakos. And the husband and the wife need more because to balance out the heter of yichud. Okay, so that's just one ha'ara on Kiva de Hutra Hutra. We'll talk more about that, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. First, let's get into the next Gemara. Itmar, three lines for the bottom. So this issue of, does the status change if the reality changes on Shabbos? This issue is really a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, as we're about to see. Kotzal shvein shtei chatzeir shenafal. You have a wall between your 2 yards that fell down on Shabbos. Rav Amar ein metalslin bo ela b'dalet amos. Rav says you're stuck. You don't say kivin dehutra hutra, right? What's the case here? What's the case? How did Shabbos start? So Rashi has a couple of important points. First of all, Rashi says in the second skinny line, Rav lesle hova hutra hutra. That's pretty clear. Rav does not say that the heter from when Shabbos started continues. Ukechar chatzer lo mashvinan le. But also, you don't look at it as one chatzer. Right? The wall fell down, now it's one chatzer. No, you don't look at it like that. Dekaimalon chatzer shalo irvu. Let's say you have one chatzer that didn't make an erev. We pass like Reb Shimon, that you could carry all the items in the chatzer. Right, if it started in the chatzer, you can carry them in the chatzer. So Rav doesn't even say that. You don't view this as one chatzer. It didn't start as one chatzer when Shabbos started. It started as two chatzeros. So you don't even have that kula of a klisha Shabbos in this area on Shabbos. So really, you're stuck. Four lines from the bottom. Nim says, kol achas. It really retains somewhat of its previous status, and therefore each one is nifritza bimilua lamakama asurla. It's totally open to an area which it had been usur to, and it remains usur to. Nimseis kol achas prutza b'milua l'makam ha'asurla. Afal gav dekaimala dechateres rishos achas hein. Even though usually we do paschal like Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon say? You could go from chatzer to chatzer to gag to karpev to this to that. Hacha, here is worse. Why? Because each one started out with their own eruv. And if they started out with their own eruv, then they weren't able to go to the other ones, and that continues. So that's Shitas Rav. Again, Rav does not hold to the principle of Kivin the Hutra Hutra, but he also does not say that it becomes one Chatzer, because then you would have other kulas. Ushmuel Amar, no. Zemetaltal ad Iker Mechitza, Vizemetaltal ad Iker Mechitza. They each, even though there is no longer a Mechitza here, there's no more wall, but where the wall had been, you can be metaltel ad Iker HaMechitza. Why? Because Shmuel holds Kivin the Hutra Hutra. That's what we hold. Where else does this come up? We mentioned a couple of places of Kivan Hutra Hutra. There's another major one that we can mention, and that is a very interesting Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. I said, well, we learned earlier in Erev, and I shouldn't rate Gemaras, so Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara there talks about Yifas Toar, which itself is a fascinating discussion, how to understand Yifas Toar. Is it a Geiris Balkarcha, which is the language used by some of the Rishonim? But the Gemara there discusses, on Chof Aleph Mabez, Iboilahu, Ma Kohen Maubi Yifas Toar. Is a Kohen allowed to marry, be with the Yifas Toar? Right, a woman that is captured in battle. What about a Kohen? We know a Kohen has a higher standard than other Jews. Right, other Yisraelim. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, and a Kohen Gadol can even marry an Almana. Anyone who has the halachic status of a Zona. The halachic status of a Zona, a Kohen is not allowed to marry. Meaning, somebody who is Nivala Lepasala. Any woman who is Nivala Lepasala. So a woman who was nivellus to a guy, who's nivellus to a apostle, so then that woman is forever usher to a Kohen. Not usher to a Yisrael, but usher to a Kohen. So a Kohen has higher standards in various halachas of marriage. So ask the Gemara, Kohen mau b'yifas toar. So what's the halacha? Can a Kohen marry a yifas toar? So do we say chiddushu? Well, the whole thing is a chiddush anyway, that you're allowed to take this yifas toar, so losh to Kohen, losh to Yisrael. So once it's allowed for everybody. Doesn't make a difference. We don't understand that even for Yisrael either. So it's mutter even for a Kohen. O Dilma, shiny Kohanim, hova riba ben mitzvos yiseiros. What do we see? No. Kohanim have more mitzvos regarding marriage, and therefore here too. So machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar mutter, Shmuel amar asar. Machlokas, what are their svaras? So the Gemara continues, and this is what's important for us now. Bibia rishona, dekuliyama lo pligi deshari. Bia rishona, is for sure mutter. Why? What's the svara Rashi quotes in the Parshas Kiseitze? To lo dibra Torah, ela keneged yetzer hara. Right, the Torah, that's all the whole heter of Yifas Torah. That's for sure mutter. Ki pligi bebiya shniya. Can he keep her as a wife afterwards? That's the machlokas. Rav amar mutter, shmuel amar aser. Rav amar mutter, hoel v'ishtarya, ishtarye. Once the heter kicked in, the heter kicked in. First Bia Rishona was mutter. Once the relationship was allowed to get off the ground, so then it's allowed to stay. Meaning, well, we'll get to the machlokas in a second. Shmuel amar aser. Shmuel, what are you talking about? It's aser to ha-havi la giyores, v'giyores l'kohen lo chazya. She's a convert, a giyores, and a giyores is aser to a kohen. A giyores is the status of a zona. Right? No matter, even if she converts less than three years old, we paskin. There's a day like that. Once had a shayla like that. Shem b'yachoy holds that if it's less than three, then it is... It is okay, but we don't pass in that way. So this is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but Rav holds Kiva the Hutra Hutra. Once it started off with the Heter, Bia Rishona, so then one is allowed to continue. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas here? To Rav and Shmuel, Kiva the Hutra Hutra versus, you know, it's a, you can't say, but once you had it's a Giora, so the first one is a little different, Torah Kanegat Yetzahara, but how do you understand this machlokas? So the Rashba says there, and the Minchas Chinuch says, and Rav Schechter also explains in his Sefer in Eretz HaTzvi on page Kuf Tes and Kuf Yud. What is the heter? The first step of the heter, kivan de hutra. It's not exactly like our case, but there you have a heter in the case of Odiv Torah Kanegat Yetzahara. To put it in words that we're familiar with, is it hutra or dechuya? Is it really usur? But you know what? Ain breira. Do we say that? So then, it's not that you have a real heter here. You're allowed, and then memelo, we would say, that doesn't extend. Masha'enken, if you say, no, hutra, hutar, this woman is mutter. Maybe the motivation was lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara, but once the heter exists. It's mutter. And then maybe you would say the heter could stand once the relationship was allowed to start. Again, then it's mutter. Again, you never say this by Yisurim. Right, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, oh, I'm married already. Okay, what can I do? No, every time they live together, they're living in sin. Every time. An Almana to a Kohen Gadol. A Grusha to a Kohen Hedyo. Right, you have the same discussion. What happens if a Kohen's married to an Almana? A Kohen's married to an Almana. It's fine. He's allowed to marry an Almana. And then he gets appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So do you say there, Kivan de Hutra Hutra, or all these cases, none of them are exactly alike. Here the person changed, here the... here the Metzias changed, the Heter changed. In our case, you know, the reality of the wall changed. But this is all, they're all under the same rubric of once something existed at the beginning of a relationship, the beginning of a time zone, Shabbos, whatever it is, do we say that it continues to exist?
They seem to
flip-flop. They seem to flip-flop, right. Keep it the Hutcher Hutcher, exactly. Exactly, in our case, correct. Over here, Rav is not saying Kiva the Hutcher Hutcher, and Shmuel is saying it. Over there, it's the opposite.
Right.
True. Right, so I don't think you have to line up the cases exactly. This is in terms of a din derabanan, first of all, in terms of time. That case of Yifas Torah is a din deoraisa in terms of a person, in terms of a relationship. So you might, I think you could explain it in both directions. I don't think you're stuck. Just once Yifas Torah came up, just to mention one other ha'ara that is... That is a mention of a great Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Cheskel Abramsky says that on your parshas Kiseitze, Lo divra Torah ela keneged Yetzahara. So we know the Torah speaks keneged the Yetzahara person. So therefore, there's this allowance. You know what that the message for us is? This is the only time in the entire Torah where Hashem says, you know what? I know it's beyond your capability, so I'll give you a heter. What does that mean? That the entire rest of the Torah, Hashem expects us to do. This is the only time people are on the battlefield and they're sending out these women and whatever. So Hashem says, I understand. Meaning, all other cases, there's never a, I can't do it. There isn't, I can't do it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given you an allowance. But there's no allowance. So it must be that everything else is within our power. So that's the Rav Cheskel Abramsky, what he learns out when he reads that Rashi of Lo divra Torah ela keneged Yetzahara. Okay, second line. Says the Gemara of Ahadarav, La beferish itmar, ela mechlala itmar. When Rav said what he said, that you do not say kivin de hutra hutra, and if the wall falls down, you can only walk within four amos. So that was not said explicitly, ela mechlala itmar, but it was implied. So sometimes the Gemara, after saying it was implied, the Gemara says, oh, and it was the wrong implication. Sometimes the Gemara will say, and we got the story wrong. Here it doesn't say that. Here it just says that it's implied. Rav and Shmuel were sitting in a chatzer together. The wall falls down. Shmuel says, Shkulu glima negiduba. Could you please get a cloak? Get a glima. And negiduba, basically hang up the cloak. Right, hang up the cloak. Why did he do that? We'll have to see in a few minutes. According to Shmuel, you shouldn't have to do anything. Right, if the wall falls down, you still have the heter. So we'll have to see. Ahadrinu Rav la'ape. But whatever happened, Rav was disgusted. Rav turned around in a humph. Says, oh, he didn't say anything. He just turned around. Amalu Shmuel. Shmuel says, excuse me? Ikapid Abba. If Abba is Makbid, that was the name of Rav. We'll talk about that more in a second. If Rav is Makbid, Shkulu hem yenei v'kitruba. Why don't you just take your belt and tie it down? What does that mean? So that is very unclear what that means. He's somehow saying that my heter is going to stand. I know you're upset about it. The Meiri said that he was saying that, you know, it's, you know, you should even tighten it. Why? Because this is my town, he's saying. Meaning the halacha follows me in this town. I know you're upset about it, but, you know, you should even, you know, you follow it. Ulishmoa lamaliha. According to Shmuel, what do you need anything for? Ha'amar zemetat la'adikah mechitza v'zemetat la'adikah mechitza. Shmuel says they could each be metalto to where the mechitza used to be. So the Gemara could have said, well, who remembers where the mechitza used to be? So maybe you should put up a curtain where the mechitza used to be so you know where to be metalto until. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, no. Shmuel avid litzniusa ba'alma. Shmuel just said it for privacy. Litzniusa ba'alma. That's why he put it up. Period. Let's continue and then we'll go back. So, v'rav. What do you mean? What about according to Rav? Isvira le da'asur le malay. If Rav held that it was us, why didn't he say anything? He just turned around in a humph? Right? Why didn't he say something then? This is Rav. Asrei de Shmuel Havei. No, it was Shmuel's place. Right? It was Shmuel's place. Was it Narada? Right? It was Shmuel's place. So therefore, he couldn't say anything. Right? We learned earlier in the Masechta, remember? Daf Samach Gimel, Samach Daled. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about it. Mora Halacha, Bifnei, whether Rabba or the Mara Da'asra. Right? Asrei de Shmuel Havei. So where it says, Ihachi, my time, Adrin Lapei. So, one second, so if it was his place, why'd he even turn around? Oh no, he had to do something. Delo neimru kishmuel svirle. He didn't want people to think that he held like Shmuel. Meaning, Rav had to strike a delicate balance here. He couldn't argue, but he couldn't give off the impression that he agreed to what was going on. So he had to do it in a way that people knew that he was upset, but they knew that he was holding himself back and not saying anything. So that's a fascinating Musar Haskel, just in terms of even if you disagree with somebody and you strongly disagree, doesn't mean that you start screaming at them. Doesn't mean that, especially if they're the Rav, if they're the one involved. The Ritva here says, the other Rishonim also say, there are two limitations though. When Rav would have and should have said something. When is that? First, the Ritva says, if it was, we know there are two types of mistakes. Gemara Sanhedrin discusses this. Tar b'dvar mishnah or tar b'shikol adas. Tar b'shikol adas means a judgment call. So there, every case is different and you can't argue. One judgment of one person is not the judgment of the other person. So if it was tal b'shikol adas, if it was a judgment call, then you can't say anything if it's not your place. But what if he was toa b'dvar mishnah? What if a person paskin beferish against what it says in the chumash, right, or against what it says in the mishnah, beferish against everybody? So then, as we had the gemara before, remember b'makom yishchil Hashem ein chokin kavod l'rav, right? So then that's what. The Ritva here says, "V'shamina mina deba'asra deGavra Rabba lo miboyle leInish lo oruye Maisa." You can't paskin in somebody else's town. V'yafilu lahachmir. Right, nowadays we don't really have in most places one rabbi of a town. Right, most places sometimes you do, but in many places there are many rabbanim and everybody asks their rabbi, you know, all their questions. V'yafilu lahachmir kivishen godem imenu vein iser el b'davar atali b'shikol adas shilu b'dvar mishna ein olish toklal v'lo yanicho lasos maisa v'yafilu hu rabo. So that's limitation number one. If you look at the Meiri has another limitation. He says there's no limit for dinim d'oraisa. That's his chelik. Aval be'iser Torah o be'iser chamor kol makav yishchol Hashem yachol kan kavol rav. That's what he says. What by dinim d'rabanan you are chol kavol rav? Somebody makes a mistake about a dinim d'rabanan. So it sounds like from the Meiri, but that is his discussion. Okay, maybe one or two other important points. What is the issue when Rav turned around? Right, so Rav was upset. What was he upset about? Shmuel said, you know, can you please put up this curtain, this cloak as a curtain? What was he upset about? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says he was upset that you're not allowed to be metaltel. Rashi, Adrinu Rav Lape, Dikasavar. Asur l'taltel hasadin shebesocha. You can't carry this, right? Rav said, Dalet Amos, that's it. You can't carry the curtain over there. That's what Rav was upset about. Says Tosfos, not here, but Tosfos we had earlier on Daf Mem Dalet Amit Aleph. Tosfos we had earlier discussed, quotes this Rashi, and says this is Rashi l'shitaso, and is there a problem with putting up a mechitza on Shabbos? Is there a problem with that? So Rashi, if you remember, we discussed this at the end of Masechah Shabbos. What is called an ohel on Shabbos? Only something horizontal or even something vertical. That was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi l'shitaso, and Tosfos quotes it right here, Mem Dalet Aleph, says, no, ohel is only horizontal, a horizontal roof. That's an ohel on Shabbos. Something vertical, a wall, that's not an ohel. What are you doing? So that's why, says Tosfos, Rashi l'shitaso here says, what's the problem? They don't know how to carry it. Rabbeinu Tam, in that Tosa, says, you know what, Rav was upset? Because he was building an oil on Shabbos. He was putting up a mechitza. A mechitza that what? A mechitza hamateres. Remember, we paskin that way. The type of mechitza that's usher on Shabbos is one that is halachically important. That's the mechitza. If you put up the third wall of a sukkah on Shabbos or Yontif, that's an isser of bonah. Right, at least on a Drabbanan level. A mechitza hamateres. On Shabbos, a mechitza in shul, the poskim say beferish. It's not really materas. The women can just daven behind the men, right? They don't need that curtain there. But when it comes to other types of halachas, v'nir l'rabinu tam d'minatzad shayach asiyas ohel v'heichasha mechitza mo'eles lahatir chashiv asiyas ohel b'tchila u'larav d'asul taltel shayach asiyas ohel l'chadchila. That's what he was talking about. So it's Machlokas Rashi here, Rabbeinu Tam over there, Daf Mem Dalet. What was Rav upset about? Rav was upset that you were creating a new... You're right, you weren't allowed to carry. But what if the thing was right there? Rabbeinu Tam says, even if the curtain's right there, you can't put it up. That's what I'm upset about. Forget the Dalet Amos. Even if it's right there, so that's an important Machlokas, just to understand the Pshat of the Gemara. How do you understand the Pshat of what Rav was upset about? Good, one final ha'ara, and then we will continue with the next Mishnah, and that is the second Reshechter point from the for today. And that is, why did Shmuel put it up? This word doesn't come up so many times in Shas, so that's why I'm going to talk about this here. L'tzniusa ba'alma. The definition of tzniyus. Say many of the Bali Musar, but Rav Shechter quotes it here in Simen Yud Beis and Eretz Tzvi. Ubahagdaras inyanat tzniyus. Toim ha'olam. Ki choshvim shekol kulo eino elo lakisui mekomos ha'erva shebebsar haguf. We think that tzniyus only has to do with necklines and sleeve lines and how we dress. That's how many think. He says that's part of tzniyus. But, for example, the Medrash Tanchuma says that the Luchos Rishonos were given bepumbi. They were given in public. Lefichach sholta bahem ayin hara v'nishtabru. The second Luchos were given in private. Amar le'akadosh baruch hu, ein lecha yafim min atznius. Shene'amar ma'ashem doresh b'mcha ki masos mishpat v'avas chesed v'hasei lechas im alokecha. Hasei lechas. What, the second Luchos were very tzanua? Or what does that mean? It was given b'tznius. Tznius means not in the center. Tznius means hidden. It's a way of life. It's not a way of dress. It's a way of life. V'kavanasan lahanhaga hamiskayemes b'tzina. Zeu yisod. Shekol adam yinhagas atzmo b'chol inyani chaya b'ofen shel tzina. V'chayim pratiyim b'li ra'ashanut u'b'li pumbiyut. I don't have to, scream and have myself as the focus of the entire situation at hand. And he quotes then from Rav Soloveitchik that where he discusses the issue of the Ptur of Zman Grama for women. So he says the Rav, and Rav Moshe Paisi writes it as well in a tshuva. He says men and women have the exact same Kedushas Yisrael. The exact same Kedushas Yisrael. Women are exempt from certain mitzvahs for various reasons. Maybe even without, we don't know the reasons for Zman Grama. But same Kedushas Yisrael. Some Rishonim say that for an Eved Kenani, that's not true. An Eved Kenani is chayav in the same mitzvahs as an Isha. But his lack of chiyuv is reflective of less Kedusha. Mashenkin, a woman, men and women, are the same exact Kedusha as Yisrael. It's just that women are exempt from certain mitzvahs, but that does not reflect any less Kedusha. Again, there's a lot more here. Simen Yud Beis, feel free to follow along. Okay, let's continue now in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Chatzer. There's another Chashuk Echemet, but maybe later. Chatzer, Shenifrit Salah Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So if you have a chatzer that broke, you have a yard right next to a street, and the wall fell down between the yard and the street. So now the yard is surrounded by three walls, but the fourth side is open to the street. So what is that area considered now? Hamachnis mitocha l'Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If you take from that area to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, open Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'tocha, chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that yard is now a Rosh Hashanah Harabim. Wow. Surrounded by three walls. Rabbi Eliezer says, this is a Rosh Hashanah Harabim. V'chachamim omrim, no. Mitocha l'Rosh Hashanah Harabim, omri Rosh Hashanah Harabim l'tocha. If you go in and out from that area to a Rosh Hashanah Harabim, patur, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. V'bnei Shehi, k'karmelis. It's a karmelis. So machlokas in the Mishnah. Good. So let's do a little gemara, and then we'll come back to the importance of this Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, mishum denifrit al rishus harabim, habi al rishus harabim. What does that mean? How does he say that? That's a rishus harabim. Just what is open to a rishus harabim. So two answers in the gemara. First daya in yes. Rabbi Eliezer l'taimei. Rabbi Eliezer is l'shitaso. Titani Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer. We're about to make a major ukimta in the Mishnah. But what's the Mishnah talking about? Rabim shebiru derech la'atzman, ma shebiru biru. If the public all of a sudden decides to create a path to shul through a yard, and the yard is somewhat unclaimed, so once they make that path and they become muchzak in that path, that is now a public path. Ma shebiru biru. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, when he says you have a yard that the wall falls down and it's open to the street, we're talking about a case where the public then started going in there. That's what he says gains the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's meaning it's a much more limited idea of what we thought Rabbi Eliezer was about. Says the Gemara, Eini. But is this really true? We're trying to stick Rabbi Eliezer's case in our Mishnah. V'yamar Rav Gita l'amar Rav, the only time even that halacha applies is v'hu she'avda lahen derech boso sadeh. It only applies to one specific path. It doesn't apply to a whole yard. Rabbi Eliezer's sheet in the Mishnah is that the whole yard becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabim. No. The only case that Rabbi Eliezer was talking about over there in Maseches Baba Basra is if there's a certain path and it used to be the public path. But then later on, it became private property. And then now the wall falls down and the public is resuming their traveling on it. That's what Rabbi Elazar is talking about. Is that what we're talking about here? Doesn't sound that way. And if you want to say, yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Doesn't sound that way. Rabbi Chanina seems to say clearly we're talking about an area, the whole area of the yard, not just one path in the yard. Change it. Al makom mechitza machlokas. The makom of the mechitza where the wall used to be is the machlokas, but not all the way in. Period. Answer number one. So pshat number one of the Gemara that we just gave is Avigu kimto konis Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds. Why? What are we talking about in the Mishnah? Just the path. It was a path that used to be Rabim, and then you put up a wall, and then it fell down. Now the Rabim have retaken this area. That's what we're talking about. Good. Number two. V'i b'yaseima, a second pshat. B'tzide rishas harabim kamiflagi. Shas topic. Right, we're talking about a case of tzide rishas harabim. We have had this in this Masechta, where you have certain areas that are next to a rishus. You have nooks and crannies sometimes. You have a shelf. You have a rock that acts like a shelf next to a rishus yachin. Right? Churei rishus yachin. Churei rishus harabim. We've had that. So this is a similar idea. Tzide rishas harabim. If we would ask, what is the status of a sidewalk in our day and age? Let's say somebody has a front yard, and then no wall. There's a front yard, which is private, legal private property, then there's a sidewalk, and then sometimes, I mean, not so much in Eretz Yisrael, but sometimes you have another grass area before you get to the street. You have the street, you have grass, you have the sidewalk, you have the grass, and then you have the house. Where does Rishus HaRabim start? Assuming that, let's say, a town will be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, which most people don't have today anyway. But let's say, in a theoretical world, where there's a Rishus, the street would be a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. What's that grassy area called right next to the street? What's the sidewalk called? So it could be that it's going to relate to this topic that's coming up right now. Tside Rishus HaRabim. If you have an area that's next to a Rishus HaRabim that is not as traveled and traversed as the street itself, but sometimes the Rabim go in there. Sometimes you got to get around the car drives up on the sidewalk. The car's never going to drive up on the public property on the grass, but sometimes to get around, you go up on the sidewalk. And maybe that's what we're talking about here. The yard that is now open has become Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer saw our Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim, Damu. And that's why it has that status. For Rabbanan Savri, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Lav Ki Rishus HaRabim, Damu. And the Rabbanan say, not. Period. For Liflo, Betzidei Rishus HaRabim, to Alma. So why is this machlokas dafke here where the wall falls down? Why don't they just have this machlokas in general? By Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Which is discussed in other areas in Shas. So the Gemara says, "Ifli gubatzidi rishus harabim ba'alma." If they would have just had the machlokas in general, hava aminan, I might have said, "Kipli rabbanan alei Rabbi Elazar." When do the rabbanan not agree? When do they say it's not called rishus harabim? Hanimi lehechadika chifufei. They only say that it's not rishus harabim if there are chifufei. Chifufei are like little bumpers. In the days of old, imagine where the street was where the horses and the wagons went, and there was a place on the side for people to walk, but there was like blockers. There were bumpers. Like if anybody's walked from Shar Yafo down to the Kotel, so there's no sidewalk, there's the street, but sometimes they have these metal bars on the side to like give a little room for the people to walk. So that's chifufei, right? You have little barriers. So maybe that's where the Rabbanan say that those tzidei rishus harabim are not rishus harabim. Aval hecha deleka chifufei. But if there are no boundaries at all, ema modilei. So maybe they would admit that tzidei rishus harabim are rishus harabim. Kamash malan. That's why the chiddush is no. They say across the board, tzidei rishus harabim are not rishus harabim, even if there are no borders. So my question about the sidewalk is: so what if it's raised a little bit? Right? Is that enough of a border or not? So again, this is very halacha l'maisa. Says the Gemara, v'amitocha ka'amar. Back to the question. What is mitocha? The Mishnah says, sounds like we're talking about the entire chatzer. Again, not just what's right next to the chatzer. Maybe this is a question on the first day and the second day. So the Gemara says, aydi da'amar abana, mitocha, amar iunami mitocha. He doesn't really mean mitocha. The whole area is in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Right? It means the upper edge is close by where the Rabim go. V'rabbanan amar, Reb Eliezer, see the Rishis Rabim, umahadru le inu mitocha. Next question. If you look back in the Mishnah, it seems like you're taught, what is Reb Eliezer Shita? If you go from Rishis Rabim, if you go from Rishis Hayachid, from it to Rishis Hayachid, or Rishis Hayachid to it, Chayiv. And what do the Chacham say? If you go from it to Rishis Rabim, or Rishis Rabim to it, you're Potter. Why do the Chacham jump cases? Why don't they just talk about the same case, the same din? Why did they jump cases talking about Rosh Hashanah to it and not keep in the same case that Rabbi Eliezer was talking about? So the Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amri le Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer." This is what the Rabbanan really mean to say. Milo kamodis lan hecha de tilto mitocha Rosh Hashanah umi Rosh Hashanah latocha de pater bebeishi ka'karmelis. Don't you? Wouldn't you admit where you were metaltel from this area to Rosh Hashanah or back that you would be pater because it has the status of a karmelis? So tzidin amilo shna. Meaning, why do you say what you say? This case should be patur. Rebbe Eliezer would say no. Hasam, in a regular case of karmelis lo kadarsi lo rabim, karmelis is really a semi rishus hayachid, and therefore it's not called sidi rishus rabim. So that's why you'd be patur there. But hacha kadarsi lo rabim. But here rabim trample in and go into, and therefore they, I would say, says Rebbe Eliezer, that this has the status of rishus harabim. Good. That takes us through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Again, that's a big lamdash issue, mostly in Maseches Bava Metzia, in terms of how do you look at Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? How is it? It's somewhere in the middle. What about Kinyanim? What about Kinyanim that work only not in Rishus HaRabim? Certain Kinyanim, like Meshicha, it's not a reflection of a bilus in Rishus HaRabim. So what about in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? For which halachos are Tzidei Rishus HaRabim like Rishus HaRabim, and for which halachos are not like Rishus HaRabim? And if you hold Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, it's Rishus HaRabim. Is that like in most halachas, just in few halachas? But it's a very important, interesting topic in terms of a hybrid area with some elements of Rishus HaRabim and some elements of Rishus HaYachid. It's Rishus HaYachid, but people end up going in there. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Chatzer, continuing this discussion. Remember, the last Mishnah was about the big Chatzer and the little Chatzer next to each other. So now we have also Chatzeros. Remember, this whole parak is about cases of relating to Erev Chatzeros, where something unusual happened. You have a big one next to a small one, and then the wall fell down. Or what we're about to have here, you know, a certain type of wall falls down. Then this will take us all the way, Beit Hashem, to the next parak, which starts on tomorrow's daf, the next daf, Hamotzi Tfilin, a lot of fascinating discussions in the last parak of Meseches Erevin. Okay, says the Mishnah. What if you have a chatzer that is open to Rosh Hashanah on two sides? The walls fall down. Rashi says, Bishavis. Chatzer Shnei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Or, we'll have to see exactly what happened. What's the case here? That there are two walls. Where are the walls? V'chein bayish and nifratz b'shnei ruchosav, or a house that two of its walls fall down. V'chein mavui, shenitlu karosav alechayav. Or, remember back to the first parak, you have a mavui surrounded by three sides and then open to the street where you put a lechi or a korah at the edge, and then it got removed on Shabbos. Mutarim ba'oso Shabbos v'asurim la'asilavo. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutter that Shabbos cause kiva de hutra hutra. But future Shabbosim, you have to fix it. It's amazing, Havamina. You would have thought that once it's mutter for all Shabboses and infinitum forever? He has to tell you no. So it might not be a chiddush. It might just be contrasting to the next shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no. In mutarim la'oso Shabbos, mutarim la'asalavo. If it's mutter today, it's mutter forever. And if it's usur in the future, then it's usur for this Shabbos too. Meaning, no distinctions. And the Gemara is going to say that he means it's usur. It's usur even for this Shabbos. So this is the discussion of what happens if something happens on Shabbos. There's a very important Lamaisa case question, and that is, what happens if somebody finds out on Shabbos that the Erev is down? Right? This is the case. Something happened on Shabbos. So in most cases, if it's already people are out and about, we say mutav sheishogegin, and we don't tell them. That's the general rule. If people are already in shul with strollers and babies and in many, again, not a general rule. Every case is different. You got to ask your local halachic authority. But there are cases here more than kim'at in any other area of halacha. When do we say, oh, they're going to eat it anyway? No, because if you tell somebody that something's not kosher, you tell somebody you're wearing shatnez, you tell something, generally, they'll listen. But here, it's an impossible situation. And they came to show with a hefter. So it's very, very, one has to be very careful before one announces to the world that the Erev is down. Oh, Somebody told me a story recently that, there are certain communities, not too many, that they passel the Erev once a year. They passel the Erev once a year so that everybody remembers that there's a concept of Hotzah. So once a year, whatever it is, whatever Shabbos it is, fine. So somebody told me they were once in one of those communities, and somebody came to shul, and they forgot. And they came to shul, and with a baby carriage, and a stroll, this and that, and they didn't know what to... They didn't know what to do. So they go over to the rabbi and they say, this person's in shul and they passel the Erev this week and this and that. The rabbi gets up. They didn't passel the Erev. They just tell people that they passel the Erev. You think they're going to passel the Erev and be machshel the tzibur? So, then that ruins the whole point of it, because then it's not really possible, but it doesn't ruin the whole point, because you still hopefully teach everybody that there is a concept called Hotzah. Either way, it's an interesting story. Says the Gemara, Vayter, B'mayaskina. So what are we talking about here in this case? What are we talking about that the chatzer, the wall, two walls fell down? So, B'mayaskina, Ilema, B'eser, are we talking about a pirtza of 10 amos wide or less than that? Ilema, B'eser, Maishta Meiruch Achas, D'Amar Pischahu. So, if it was only on one side and is less than 10 amos, we would say it's a Pesach. So, Mishtei Ruchos Nami Pischahu. So, from two sides also would be a Pesach. So, why is it a problem? So, Ela B'yeser M'yeser, it must be talking about wider than 10 amos. Wider than 10 amos is a pirtza, it's not a Pesach. So, Yehachi Afilim Ruach Achas Nami, so even from one Ruach, one side. So, Amar Rav, we have a Machlokes. First Rav, Amar Rav La'ola B'yeser, really we're talking about less than 10. But, Ukigon Shenifritza B'keren Zavis. We're talking about a case where the wall broke in the corner. The Karen Zavis. It broke in the corner if it's less than 10. The Pischa, the Karen Zavis, lo avdi inshi. We had this already back in the first parak. People don't make doors at a Karen Zavis. And therefore, even less than 10 is going to ruin it. There is a machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim assume what it means here by Karen Zavis is the corner, and therefore it's missing on both sides. On two directions, two sides of the house is missing. There is a riff and a Rambam that it could be Karen Zavis here just means the end of the wall at the corner. People also don't make doors over there, right? You don't make a door at the end where there's no even anything on the side next to the wall. You don't make a door all the way at the edge. Close to the edge one might make it. But, right, there's a little bit. But that's another pshat. But Rov Rishonim assume that it means that it is on both sides, period. Okay, just one discussion I forgot, but it's a very important discussion, Amud Aleph. There are two Gemaras in Maseches Erevin that relate to the definition of a Rishus HaYachid on a Daraisa level. Our Mishnah over here, Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph and our Gemara, and that we had earlier, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis. We mentioned back in the first parak, Rov Rishonim, everybody except the Rambam, holds that if you have an area that's surrounded by three walls, it's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. So we go, Rishus HaYachid Daraisa, three walls. The Rambam says it's a makom b'tur. It's not a rishus hayachid unless it has something on the fourth side. The Bir Halacha summarized this, if you want to just remember it, in Shin Samach Gimel. Begin Shin Samach Gimel. Ol edini mikri rishus hayachid min atorah l'chayiv hazorik mitochal rishus harabim. If you throw from a certain area into the street, yish plukta b'zeh b'nei rishonim. Deladas ha-Rambam lo mikri rishus hayachid ela ba'arba mechitzas. Four walls. Oh, four sides that have something on them. Oh, I'll call upon him b'sholosh b'chitzah shleimosh v'lechi b'kotz revi. V'chein muchach das Rabbi Chananel. Achein ladas rova poskim tosvis Rashi Ravid Rash Rashba Ritva b'shlosha mechitzos o b'shtei mechitzos v'lechi rishus hayachid gomor min haTorah. Right, that's the summary of the machlokas. But one of the big sugyas the Bir Halacha talks about, what do I do with Erevin daf tzadi dalid? The Mishnah there discusses, if the wall falls down to the street, 1 minute, it's a rishus hayachid d'oraisa. You're surrounded by three walls. You're going to tell me that's a karmelis? And according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a d'oraisa? See the rishus harabim, it's d'oraisa? So this is a major problem for everybody except the Rambam. Maybe this is where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam was so convinced by this Mishnah, he rereads all other sources in light of this Mishnah. But Rov Rishonim assume that three walls is enough. So you have to come up with a...
If it's on the corner, then it's a part of each of the walls.
If it's on a corner, but that's in a... You're missing a little bit, but still, even if it's broken in a corner, you have three walls all around. That's even better. You have almost four walls. So you have to say, the Ritva here says, maybe three walls open to a Karmelis is a Rishus HaYachid. But three walls open to a Rishus HaRabim is not a Rishus HaYachid. So that's one answer. There are different pshatim given. They try. Maybe Tosfos says down here, maybe our cases where more than one wall fell down. Tosfos on the bottom of Sadi Gimel on the base discusses maybe more than one wall fell down. You have to say something here. You have to give some pshat. The Ritva has a couple of pshatim and Tosfos and others, but it's an important source for that sugya of how you define a rishus hayachid. Okay, weiter. So now the Gemara continues. What did the Mishnah say? If you have two walls that fell down of a chatzer and of a house, so Maishnami Ruach Achas the Amrinan. Why on one side would we say it's okay if only one side fell down from the house? The Amrinan Pitik or Yorid Visosim, we would say, well, that's the halacha Moshe Sinai that we know. When you have an edge of a roof, you're allowed to shoot it down. So, Mishnei Ruchos Nami, Lema Pitek, or Yorid Visosim. Even two? So, what's so bad about two walls being missing? So, say Pitek, or Yorid Visosim. So, Amri Debe Rav, Mishbe the Rav, Gonche Nifras, Bekeren Zavis. No, the point is here that the two corners of the house, the two walls of the house, were also at a corner, Keren Zavis. The Kiruyo Ba Lochsin, and the roof was slanted. Ach Lochsin. The Lekala Meimar, Pitek, or Yorid Visosim. That we've already said. Pitikra, step one of Pitikra is flat roof. You need a flat roof in order to say Pitikra Yorid Visosim. If it's slanted, so then it is, you cannot say Pitikra. That is Shitas Rav. Rav says that's why you cannot say, that's the problem in our Mishnah. You can't say Pitikra by a slanted roof. Ushmol Amar, no! Totally different shot of the Mishnah. Afilu B'Yeser, we'll talk about Pitikra after, let's just read the Gemara. Ushmol Amar, Afilu B'Yeser Me'Yeser. Maybe the Mishnah is even about a case where you have a breach that's more than 10 amos wide. Ihachi me ruach achas nami. So even from one side, it should be a problem. Why does it only say two sides? Mishum bias. No, because of in the house, it's only a problem with there's a chiluk between one and two sides. So the Gemara says, where do you get that from? Ubayis gufei tikshe. Even a house itself. Maishna miruch achas. Why in a house is one side not a problem? De amrina pitikra yorid visosim. Mibayis ruchas nami name a pitikra yorid visosim. What's the difference between one and two sides? Again, by a house. Visu. And also, mi isle lishmuel pitikra yorid visosim. The shmuel hold of this principle anyway? We had already a couple of days ago. Viha itmar. Achsadra bebika. Remember the case? I go to a totally open area. I put four poles in the ground and I put schach on top of it. Is that a good sukkah? No walls! Is that a good sukkah? Machlokas. Rav amar mutala talta bakula. Rav says that you're allowed to be metaltal. Oh, forget sukkah. Well, first we're talking about Shabbos. Rav says you're allowed to be metaltal under there. To Rosh Hashayachin. Where are the walls? You shoot down the walls, according to Rav. Pitikra. Vishmuel amar ein metaltal melabadal nama. Shmuel says, what are you talking about? You don't have walls. You don't have any walls there. You have the ceiling in the middle of nowhere. So, just number one, why should there be a difference between one and two sides? And number two, Shmuel rejects the whole principle anyway. So where it says, no. Holo kasha. Answering the second question first, ki les le bedalit. Shmuel says you can't say pitikra for all four walls. Avo b'shalosh isle. If you have three walls and you're just working on the fourth one, so then Shmuel does it. That's a halacha Moshe Sinai. Remember the Rambam says, there's never a machlokas about it. There are plenty of. That's a problem with the Rambam. But at least here, we'd rather not say it. So Gemara says, okay, we answer the second question. Mikol Makom Kasha. Back to the first question, though. Why in the Mishnah does it say two sides are the problem? Right? Even one side is a problem if it's more than 10. Kidda Amri, Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav. Just like Rav gave the Ukimta, Kagon Shenifras Bekeren Zavetz Viki Ruyo Bach Lochsin, just like Rav gave the Ukimta of it's slanted, so that's why you can't say Pitikra. Hachanami says Shmuel, I'll also give an Ukimta in the Mishnah. Kagon Shenifras Bekeren Zavetz, it's broken at a corner, Viki Ruyo Ba'arba. What does that mean? It's broken in a way, if you look in all the picture books, it's broken in a way at the corner where you have four separate Pitikras that you're going to have to say. Because it's not broken flat, straight, smooth. It's broken in four different, it's broken in a jagged way. If it's broken in a jagged way, so that's why Shmuel says you can't say four Pitikras. So, Shmuel says the Mishnah is about a case of this jagged edge, and Rav says that the Mishnah is about a case of a slanted roof. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar Karav Aloks and Loktani. Shmuel doesn't like Rav's shot, because what does it say in the Mishnah? That it was a slanted roof. Rav Amar Kishmuel Im Kain. Rav doesn't like Shmuel, because, why? Why doesn't he like Shmuel? Im Kain Havad Le'Achsadra. Because Achsadra, the case that we just mentioned before, in the middle of nowhere, it's an Achsadra, and Rav said that should work. As we just quoted, the Itmar, right? This is very unusual. We're quoting the same brisa twice on the same amud for two different reasons, right? It's not like a gufa where we're explaining it again. We're just quoting it again. Achsadra bevika. Rav amar mutal talta bekula shvalamar mitalta ba ella be arba amos. Right, that is the same price as before. Rav Amar Matul the Bakula Armina Pitikra Yard Vesosame, even on four sides. Ushwalamar Metalton El Badalan Amos, Lo Armina Pitikra Yard Vesosame. Period. You don't see Pitikra Yard Vesosame there because he doesn't agree to it on four sides. Only on one side, if you have three walls, I would agree to it. So Pita, just two ha'aras before we finish. Number one, the lumbus of Pitikra is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. So, some Rishonim say that Pitikra is just a fancy form of good achis mechitzta. We know we have the principle elsewhere of good achis. You're allowed to shoot walls up, you're allowed to shoot walls down. So let's say sometimes by a sukkah, if you have the wall and it doesn't reach the schach, you say good asik, you can shoot the wall up. Sometimes you can shoot the wall down. In certain cases, we're going to need to shoot the wall down. It's that good achis. So maybe this is just a form of good achis. Right, it's a roof that you're. It's not a separate halacha Moshe Misinai. So I'm Rishonim put the two together: Pitikra, Yerev Vesosim, and Good Achis. Even though the Gemara doesn't really put them together. Number one. Others say that no, it's really midin. I saw some of the Achronim say maybe this is just a din of havdalah, meaning you're not creating any type of structure by Pitikra. You're just creating enough to be mavdil the Rishuyos, which would not be good enough for a sukkah, where you would need walls by a sukkah. But it could be just being mavdil. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai. Good asik, good achis, that's by mechitzos. Pitikra is just creations of havdalah, separated areas. So it would work in some cases which require less than, let's say, hilchas sukkah, but it wouldn't be good enough to create a real mechitza. Good, you have to just work out to see if that works in all of the cases. Does this come up halacha l'maisa? So, just one of the major elements in Rav Moshe's tshuvas. Rav Moshe, as famously known, was asked about the Brooklyn Erev and Chelek Alva Varachayim, and we mentioned earlier in the Masechta that Rav Moshe has many das yechidim in Hilchas Erevin. And he was asked, and he says, don't ask me. And finally, when he wrote the tshuva, he said, you can't build an Erev. Careful the Erev. Other posts can say you can, but he says you can't build an Erev. Well, some of the heterim that some of the Mekilim wanted to rely on was the raised trains. So why? Because those were basically Pitikras, right? You have the whole structures, right? And you have, maybe it's not a source of Pesach, it doesn't work on top, but you have Pitikra. So Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Aleph, that's not Pitikra. First of all, even if it is Pitikra, it's only Pitikra for underneath the train. It's not Pitikra for outside. Says number one. He said number two, and he says, who says that we can use Pitikra? There are no walls there. Remember, Rav Shmuel says, there are no walls. You don't say Pitikra. Only if you have three walls, you want to add another one. So Rav Moshe did not like the heter of using the train, the elevated subway. But the Chazon Ish was more makel about it in certain parallel cases. But either way, this Pitikra came a very halacha l'maisa in those days when they discussed the Erev. Okay? We'll have to stop here, Rav Hashem. We will continue on, what's today? Today, Be'ez Hashem, Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem with the next stuff.